You may be seated. Open your Bibles, the two open. Open it. Psalm 78 and Joshua 1. Psalm 78, verse 41. Yes, ma'am, I receive. Okay, I receive. Psalm 78, verse 41. Now, no matter what I say about these scriptures, let the scriptures speak.
Yes, sir.
That's what you want to do in your ministry. Always let the word speak. No matter what you say about it, it's supposed to be tied into the scripture.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited. Now, I want you to underline that word, limited, because it's leaving your life tonight.
Amen.
And limited the Holy One of Israel. How can you limit God? There's no limit on God. But you have to walk in the revelation and be led by the Spirit to know that there's nothing impossible with God. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we're taking all the limits off the fivefold ministries.
Amen.
That's what he told me to do tonight, deal with this. Now, in Joshua chapter 1, go back there, Joshua chapter 1, and I'll read some verses out of chapter 1, but I want you to notice it's Joshua calling, but in the first chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe more, 8 times Moses is mentioned.
Yes, sir.
So it's some goods that Joshua received from Moses.
Yes, sir.
Even though Moses is dead, but God is calling his attention back what he received from Moses.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the seventh verse says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, that is there, my servant commanded thee.
Yes.
He's trained by Moses.
Yes.
Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you turn from what Moses taught him, he's not going to be able to prosper. You see that?
Right.
All right, now go to the eighth voice. And the eighth voice is a voice for ministry that I use continuously. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Never let him get off your mind.
Yes, sir.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then God will make you prosper. And then thou shalt have good success. You see it?
Yes,
and then he said, the ninth verse, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest.
Yes.
Now, taking all the limits of the fivefold ministry, being apostolic and prophetically trained, watch these words because they may not sound too academic or high polished to you, but you have to listen in the spirit. Being apostolic and prophetically trained will take the strains and the sayings of a minister who have a genuine calling.
Yes, sir.
Those two words don't even sound like the deep words, but the strain. In other words, there's an anointing that takes strain off you. And there's an anointing that removes your ministry off of the sayings.
Yes, sir.
In other words, Your ministry will not be shifting like a normal ministry, but because of the apostolic and prophetic, you're going to be solid.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You heard what he said?
Yes, sir.
But you got to have a genuine calling.
Yes, sir.
Nobody else can call you.
Yes, sir.
You got to have a calling from God.
Yes, sir.
You can't feel like you're called. Because
yes,
you can sing good and talk good.
Yes, sir.
And
what? Yes, sir.
Because you're going to have that divine backup.
Yes,
when you get in a, oh my goodness. You get in a position, you got to have a divine backup. And if you don't have a genuine calling from God, God is not obligated to back you up. Listen, from the book of Joshua, we'll get back there in a minute. This is the will of God for all of his given assignment. To not be on a strain. I'm talking about no kind of strain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about people strain, financial strain, no kind of strain.
No strain.
This is the will of God for all of his given assignment. How many of y'all on assignment for God? Let me see your hand. All right, this is the will of God for you. For all of his given assignment. Mm-hmm. Overcoming denominational structures that blocks the rim of spiritual freedom. I had to do it many times. You see, you get in a denominational structure, you got your eyes on man too much and you can't see God. And that's where the stagnation has resided in the body of Christ. God is always flowing. In other words, God never reach a limit. But if it's a man running it, that man gonna come to a limit. And so these organizational structures who put men in charge, dictatorship. See, when you lead somebody, you tell them, sometimes you tell them sort of off the wall what need to be done.
Yeah.
But you don't dictate.
Right.
See, people got to hear from the Holy Spirit for themselves. So he's saying here, this is the will of God for all of his given assignment, overcoming denominational structures that blocks the rim of spiritual freedom.
Yes,
apostolic grace, what I said?
Apostolic grace.
Will remove many disgrace in the church. Because my brothers and sisters, the congregation is not going to run the church anymore. And we're not going to just be nurturing pastors trying to babysit everybody. Some babies we're going to have to snatch out the bed and let them fall on the floor.